Welcome to day 106 of Happier People Podcast, here with me, Jerry Banfield. Would you like to hear about the power of practical persistence? In another way of putting this, do we underestimate what we can accomplish in a decade and overestimate what we can accomplish in a year? I ask these questions to get my mind thinking about the power of practical persistence. What I've noticed in 5 years of having a business online is a consistent impatience for most of my business to accomplish things. At the same time, what I've started to notice among best-selling authors, among most of the people we look at and say, that's a successful person, or this person, they've been successful. For example, I'm reading the book called A Dog's Purpose. And the author says in the book that he tried for something like 10 plus years to get his book published. Now think about that. 10 years he worked on his writing. It didn't produce anything. And he just kept doing it and doing it and doing it. And then he makes a best-selling book or two. And then the world might say, well, he's a successful author. He has a best-selling book that's now made into a movie. But before he was a best-selling author, he was what most anyone would call an unsuccessful writer. Terms like, well, he's undiscovered, he's a no one, he'll never get anywhere with his writing. The founder of Nike had the same kind of experience. I listened to his memoir called Shoe Dog by Phil Knight, and he said his dad used to say he was jackassing around with his shoe business. And now he is worth something like $10 billion or something like that today. You see, a lot of the things that we want to accomplish in a year or so actually take a decade or so. And I'm grateful today that I've learned to have more patience, to realize that I don't need to be an overnight star. I don't need to accomplish huge things. All I need to do is love what I do and keep doing it every day, and give me a decade and things that are absolutely unimaginable from right now will be possible in a decade. I have received a little feedback. Jerry, I thought you were just going to go try and do this podcast for a few months or 100 days or something. I'm hoping to do 10,000 days of this podcast. That's 30 years of this podcast. Why? Because it helps me. And why wouldn't I want to do something that helps me? It helps me to talk about these things. I swear almost every day, whatever I talk about, I end up getting an extra lesson in that. I've talked about anxiety and depression the last couple of days, and I've gotten some challenges in my life that have encouraged me to take a look at these things. And I'm very grateful that what I talked about in the podcast helped me later in the day. I went and explained how to handle anxiety, and then I've been buying and selling Bitcoin. I buy Bitcoin for about 101% of market value, and then I sell it for about 111% of market value. And you can see then the more money you put through that. So the most recent, I just made a deposit for around $7,000 of Bitcoin, and that was a little nerve-wracking to have that all up in the air at once. It's something to very easily get anxious about, and yet remembering how essentially I helped myself before helps me go forward. And with my business today, I had a what you might call a colossal failure in 2016, my biggest failure yet after 5 years of messing things up online. I lost 95% of my income all with one email. And now I'm grateful today to have a more patient approach to my business, that amazing things are possible in a decade, and to look at my business with the mindset that I want to accomplish things in a decade. I want to do great work today, but to not get impatient about the results, to just do my part and leave the results up to the rest of the world. And I think this is fantastically powerful in relationships. It's fantastically powerful in our personal change. For example, I'll look back 10 years ago. What was I doing? I was working in a juvenile prison. I was making about $20,000 a year, about $10 an hour, to risk my life, where people before me had either been beaten up so bad that they were permanently disabled, or people before me had got so mentally insane that they'd beat up one of the other prisoners and then they ended up going to prison themselves. I worked in a very dangerous environment. Most of the young white males like me didn't last a couple of days in there. 10 years ago, I was in about my third month or so, and I'd gotten so physically sick I had to take about 6 weeks off to rest at home with my parents and just recover. I think I had mono or something. And I had an outlook on life that felt unreasonable in the sense that why was I sitting here working in prison that I knew I had so much more potential than this? Why am I sitting here working in prison feeling like I'm never going to amount to anything? Now, 10 years later, my life is absolutely unrecognizable from what it was 10 years before. 10 years ago, I was trying to drink a lot of alcohol to deal with my problems. I had tried to get sober, but I'd pretty much given up on it because I figured life would just be better. 10 years ago, I was in the middle of another attempt to get sober, which was going to quickly fail as soon as my life got better. I was just about to break up with a girlfriend, and I was living all alone in my apartment, one of the loneliest times of my life. From a career point of view, you would have looked at me and said, this guy's got no potential. He's working in a prison. He's got a bachelor's degree in criminal justice. He doesn't know anyone. He doesn't have any practical skills. You might have looked and said that that's not much of a worthwhile human being. Now, every human being is worthwhile. Every human being has a lot to offer. In the eyes of the world, you might not have seen much. Now, 10 years later, my number one value is being healthy today. That's the number one thing in my life. And I feel like I'm an extremely healthy person today. Not only do I go to Alcoholics Anonymous every day to help me stay sober and help other people stay sober. I don't eat meat or animal products, or I try and avoid them. I try and eat a whole plant food diet. I try and just drink tea instead of drinking a bunch of soda and having a bunch of sweets. From a health standpoint, I am night and day in 10 years. I was at one of the unhealthiest points in my life 10 years ago, and today I am at what has been the healthiest point ever in my life. I'm a father, I have a wife, I have a child, I have a business that I've had for 5 years now that has reached over 1% of all people on the planet. That's over 100 million people have seen something I've done online. They've seen a YouTube video, they've seen a Facebook ad, they've seen a video, something, they've taken a class. Over 1% of all people on earth. That's just ridiculous. I can hardly even comprehend that. And I'm grateful today that to see the what you might call an absurd amount of change that's happened in 10 years. And yet, often with my practical planning, I want things to happen even faster. I want things to happen within just a year. And I want, for example, when I started my business online, I wanted to be able to have a self-sustaining full-time business within a year. And that was a bit of an unrealistic expectation. And because I wanted things to happen so fast, I borrowed a lot of money, I made a lot of mistakes that if I had more patience with, I would have been able to do a bit more smoothly, perhaps. So today I try and keep that in mind and look at the power of practical persistence. I put the word practical in there to indicate the reasonable look at what you're persisting in. For example, I had a lot of persistence in my pursuit of drinking just enough alcohol to have a buzz, but trying not to drink too much to get drunk and be an idiot and have a hangover. I was persistent beyond unreasonable amounts of sickness. I can't tell you how many hangovers I had. It's probably about 1,000 hangovers I've had in my adult life because I used to have a couple of hangovers a week. Some weeks I might have 3 or 4 hangovers. Others, if I was sober for a little while, I wouldn't. So I persisted in trying to drink and control my alcoholism. I persisted in that for 10 or 11 years. So persisting in something just to get it right is not what I'm going for. I don't suggest banging your head off of a brick wall until you're unconscious and then getting up and doing it again. I say practical persistence in the sense that you're doing something good, healthy, that makes a contribution to the world. In other words, if you look at it reasonably, you can see that there's a good outcome for persisting there. Trying to figure out a way to poison yourself just the right amount, or trying to figure out a way to steal money from others, trying to do something that doesn't have a long-term practical value, that's not a good idea. And that's why today I try and avoid anything that doesn't have a long-term practical value. If I can help out and continue doing it on an ongoing basis and make a difference, then that's good. So today with my business, that is something I want to persist in. With my health, that is something I want to persist in, with being a father. And then once you've essentially qualified what you want to persist in, for example, if you love playing music, then that is something worth continuing to make an effort at. And you might need to make an effort at it for 5 or 10 or 15 or 20 years before you ever get the world to give you an opportunity. You might need to make videos and write books for 10 or 20 years before you get an opportunity from the world. Even with having reached over 1% of people on earth, even with having sold millions of dollars of classes online, even with thousands of videos online, many of which have hundreds of thousands of views, no one, not one book publisher I've found ever, not one of the mainstream ones I've ever heard of at least, has ever offered me a book deal. No one's offered me a movie deal. You see, even with all the things I've done online, I haven't got hardly any opportunities that you might consider one of worth having. Even with all the things I've done in 5 years of my business online, even with having a business online longer than most people get to even have a business, 80% or so of businesses are out of business within 5 years. Even with beating the odds that much, in terms of if you want to be a best-selling author or a movie or all those things, in terms of those things, none of those have been offered to me at this point in my business. Now, I expect, give me another decade, and I will probably have said no to a bunch of things like that. You see, I have patience today. I want to simply do the best I can on a daily basis and serve as many people as I can each day. I want to have a great life for me and make a great life for this world. And that gives me the ability to practically persist in areas, even if you might say there's not a big return. I am grateful today, some of the things like on Skillshare, 5 or so people every day are signing up for Skillshare based on my recommendation. And I'm very grateful for that. That is a miracle. And that encourages me to keep persisting and to see that I don't need anything offered by the world to validate my work. I don't need a book deal to validate me as an author. I don't need to be offered a movie or some other kind of deal to validate me as a video producer. I don't need anything the world has to offer me. When I lock into my own why I'm doing this, to create a better world, then I simply create out of love and joy. And that allows me to just show up every day and not demand that I get anything in return. And that to me is how I persist. And that to me is what I've noticed is the common ingredient in best-selling authors, in movie producers, music makers, artists. That is the common ingredient I've found, is that the artist has persisted and not demanded that the world give them something back. The artist simply continues to create over and over and over again to give more and to give even more. And then at some point, there's this tipping point. point. At some point, there's a tipping point where the world points its finger at you and then throws all the opportunities you want, and many of which I would imagine aren't very good. Most of the opportunities I've received online, I would classify in the context of not what I'm looking for. things that require me to often put in a bunch of work and time without getting anything back, which takes away the limited time I then have to just show up here and serve the people who are already in my life. So I continued every day to try and find more effective ways to allow people to have what they want out of me without me having to do anything, so to speak. For example, if you want to host all my video classes on your website, if you want to sell my classes, I've got a simple partner program. You sign up, pay $49 a month, and I'll give you all my videos. You can do whatever you want with them. Instead of me having to sign up and create accounts on other websites, for example, now if my friends and collaborators in my Facebook group, Masters in Online Business Administration, if you want me to put a video up on my YouTube channel for you with a free preview of a paid course, for example, or with something that has hours of good educational content for free, I'll put that up and send people to your website. I don't even need to sell products on my own website anymore and try and take half. So I'm grateful today that I persist in doing this podcast, so to speak, even when I've received questions, well, how are you going to make money off this podcast? I don't know. YouTube gives me about three, there's a lot of decimal places. So I get about three is the number, and then there's three zeros before that for each minute someone watches on YouTube. So I had about 5 million minutes watched on my channel last month, which equals about $1,500 in income. Long story short, a lot of people have to watch for a lot of time for me to get even a small amount of money on YouTube. Now, if you want to help me earn more money, if you will sign up and watch on Skillshare, I get about 5 cents a minute, which is about 200 times as much as I get on YouTube by having you go through ads or use YouTube Red. What I hope I'm explaining effectively is that I do this podcast out of love because I enjoy it, because it helps me, because I've seen hundreds, if not thousands, of comments before on my videos very similar to this that other people have found them helpful, that you may have found them helpful before this and commented. So I keep doing this even when there's no clear way to monetize it specifically, even when there doesn't look to be any way in sight to monetize it outside of YouTube ads, which make a very, very small amount of income relative to the amount of time and attention that is given. For example, if 1,000 people watch one video of my podcast on YouTube, I will get about $2 out of that. So we're not looking to like be an overnight millionaire or anything. So I do have methods set up to monetize. However, it essentially, I'm doing this just out of the love and joy of doing it. To me, that is how you make something great, is to look at what would you be willing to do? What would you love to do today for 10 years? I would love to keep showing up and making this podcast for the next 10 years. Now, I think if I keep showing up and making this podcast for 10 years and there's 3,600 days of the podcast, sure, at that point, there might be lots of money in it. There might be things given by the world. There might not. The point is, if I love doing it, I don't have to demand anything in return out of the world. If I love doing it and get some additional opportunity given to me, I think that is a miracle. At the core of this is the idea that I demand to do work that I enjoy. That if I don't enjoy the work I'm doing, or if I can't find joy in the work I'm doing, then there's no point in doing it. There's no point in showing up to do something that I don't enjoy doing. And you might say, well, what if there's some disaster and you had to go out in the field and farm and barely get by and scrape for your family? Then I better be able to find some joy in taking my hoe out there into the field and planting seeds and picking the potatoes out or whatever it is I'm farming. I better be able to find some joy in growing the food that will allow me to survive. Today, we live in a world of such abundance where most of us honestly do have a choice in what we do. And I find as long as I do things that I love and enjoy, regardless of the money or regardless of whatever other outcome it is, I'm happy. And what greater goal does any of us possess than to try and be happy? What are all the things you're hoping to get? What's the foundation of all of those things? If you're hoping to get more money out of what you're doing, what do you hope that money will do for you? I would guess there's a belief that money will help make you happier. According to the data, once you have enough money to be comfortable, you don't get any happier. In fact, the ways you spend your money are often likely to make you less happy than if you had less money. In fact, having less money and volunteering consistently produces a happier person than a person who has more money and doesn't volunteer. That's a big part of my motivation to go to Alcoholics Anonymous every day, even though I am grateful that to God that I haven't had a drink in almost 3 years now. I go every day. That's my volunteer work. And that helps me feel really happy. That is what I do. I show up and I try and be there to share something I learned with someone else, because that is a huge help for me feeling happy every day. And if every one of us, if you look around and see, I bet you have some amazing opportunities to do a little bit of volunteer work every day in your community. And I bet if you volunteer and do something in your community you love, or even if your form of volunteering is creating work for free, making a painting, a song, a book, writing a blog post, making a video, even if it's just creating something and giving it away totally for free, I bet that'll result in a huge increase in happiness for you. And that's why I make all of my online classes available for free today at jerrybanfield.com/free courses. You don't have to pay anything. In fact, I give my most valuable assets away, which are my online courses. I just give those away. You can have them, you can take them, you can sign up totally for free. Because I'm not looking at this as how much money can I make this year. I'm looking at how can I make the very biggest positive difference in the next 10, 20, 50, 100 years of this body's existence. What can I do today to help make the biggest positive difference in the world? And that gives me the ability, that unlocks my power to continually persist in a practical manner. And when I need to change the exact form I do something, for example, I was making this as an audio podcast only. After rendering the videos for 50 days, I realized I ought to do this as a video podcast, and then the feedback has consistently been much more positive. So I'm not saying to do things the exact same way and to just keep your head down and write one blog post every day and never change anything and don't ever share it. I'm saying to figure out what it is you love to do and you would love to do for the next 10 years. I love making videos. I love doing this podcast. I would be honored if you would have me make this podcast for you every day for the next 10 years. I think we all might have some amazing growth and opportunities to love and enjoy our life together. My exercise for today is to take the long view on things. It's so easy to get caught up in deadlines. It's so easy to get caught up in urgency for me to remember that I underestimate what I can do in a decade, and to not get in a hurry, to not overestimate what I can accomplish in a day or in a week or a year, to just do what I love to do and let the world make use of it and give me feedback. So thank you so much for experiencing this with me today, whether you watched it pre-recorded on YouTube or you listened on iTunes or Google Music or on my website, or if you are watching this live on Facebook. If you're watching this live on Facebook, I will try and give you a shout out in the comments after I end the video for YouTube and the podcast, and then I will resume filming my dash videos. So thank you very much for experiencing this with me. I hope you have a wonderful day today. If you've enjoyed this, would you please leave a like on it? Or if you're listening on iTunes or Google Music, would you please leave a review? That'll help so much for getting other people to discover this just like you have. I hope you have a wonderful day today. I hope to see you again soon.